It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. After a two-year hiatus, one of New York City's biggest and most joyous public events returns this Sunday. The Puerto Rican Day Parade will run up Fifth Avenue from 43rd Street to 79th. Joining us to talk about the parade is Dr. Yarimar Bonilla, an author, political anthropologist, and interim director of El Centro, the Center for Puerto Rican Studies at Hunter College. Dr. Bonilla, thank you for joining us so early this morning.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
It's a very big deal that the National Puerto Rican Day Parade is returning. The parade was originally founded back in 1958 in Spanish Harlem. Why was the parade originally established?
The parade, it starts from a position of activism. It was created by activists such as Gilberto Herrera Valentin and Antonio Denis, who were community organizers fighting discrimination against Puerto Ricans, defending their labor rights and defending their voting rights as well, because at the time they were locked out of, you know, all the access that other ethnic groups had in the city.
Let me ask you this. Right now, from a Puerto Rican perspective, how much better are things compared to when this parade started in 58?
Oh, well, they're certainly much better. I mean, at the time, Latinos were excluded from voting through literacy requirements. We experienced incredible discrimination in terms of housing, jobs, education. So definitely they're better, but there's still a lot that we need to come together for and fight for. And that's what the parade represents.
That leads me to the parade's mission statement, which is its goal is to empower the Puerto Rican community through promoting economic development, education, social advancement, and environmental awareness. Is the parade still driven by those kinds of concerns today?
Absolutely. The central aspect of the parade is really a scholarship program that supports students, not just in New York City, but across the United States and in Puerto Rico itself. And this year, the theme of the parade includes climate change, which is so important as we approach the fifth anniversary of Hurricane Maria and sadly enter into a new hurricane season that has already been announced to be a heavy one. So, you know, the theme of climate change is going to run throughout the educational programs that are also going to be carried out for the scholarship recipients, which are run by the Center for Puerto Rican Studies.
So this is the first year for the climate change theme then?
Yes, every year there's a different theme. Every year it's dedicated to different groups and different towns in Puerto Rico. So it's about celebrating ourselves, but it's also about, you know, promoting understanding of who we are, why we're here, and what we're all about.
What's it been like having the parade on the sidelines, almost non-existent the last couple of years because of the pandemic?
Well, you know, everything surrounding the pandemic and social isolation has been really hard for us as individuals and as communities. We had a television broadcast, a kind of virtual parade that showcased our history and culture. And, you know, we certainly enjoy tuning into that. But it's not the same as coming together, interacting, no, sharing in that community spirit.
The event has faced controversy over the years. After the 2000 parade, more than 50 women reported being harassed and assaulted, and sponsors such as AT&T and the New York Yankees cut ties with the parade in 2017 when it honored Oscar Lopez Rivera, a Puerto Rican militant nationalist. Did instances like those affect how New Yorkers think and talk about this parade?
Well, you know, sadly, those incidents, about the women being assaulted in the park, you know, that happened over 20 years ago, and it didn't really happen at the parade. It was an isolated incident that happened afterwards. And it's really a shame, you know, that so many of the stereotypes around Puerto Ricans, you know, persist and endure and get tied to those incidents. I mean, a parade that has been going on for over 65 years, there was one very, unfortunate event 1 year, 20 years ago. But I don't think that people, you know, certainly not the participants carry those thoughts, you know, as they approach the parade. In terms of the political controversies, I mean, you know, the the slogan of the parade is, you know, un pueblo muchas voces, one, you know, one community, lots of voices. So there's always going to be debates. And I think it's beautiful that the parade has space for all sorts of political ideologies and that it features all different kinds of folks who have made our Puerto Rican community what it is today.
The political temperature in this country is quite different now than when the parade last hit the city streets in 2019. Frictions have grown and racially motivated violence is on the rise. What role might the Puerto Rican Day Parade play in bolstering the pride and even the security of Puerto Ricans in New York and across the country?
Well, I think, you know, part of what leads to crime is, you know, isolation and the desertion of our streets. You know, it's important to come together, to be in our streets, to experience ourselves as community. There's so much healing that we need to do after this pandemic that has caused so much stress, and particularly among Puerto Ricans who are dealing with, you know, the legacies of colonialism, of climate change, of Hurricane Maria. So we need these community events to celebrate ourselves and remind ourselves of who we are and what we can be when we come together.
Well, I think there are a lot of people looking forward to the parade on Sunday. There's a chance of some showers on Sunday, so let's hope those are just minor chances there and that the parade will roll as planned. It's going to be a beautiful event. We've been speaking with Dr. Yarimar Bonilla about the National Puerto Rican Day Parade, which returns to Midtown Manhattan this Sunday, June 12th at 11 o'clock in the morning. Dr. Bonilla, what a pleasure speaking to you.
Thank you. Anytime.